Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, Gloria, God go by. 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 Gloria, Gloria, God go by.
Deeper than a mile, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're rough in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. And you know we're not strong. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it, tell it.
Lord. This is the reason for the season. It is Jesus the Christ. How's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening? I am so happy to be here on the radio with you. This is Glorious Gospel Vibes. We're in the house. And your host is Glory Polk. And today we got Sister Evangelist Peppercorn in the house. And our sister Deborah Drink is going to be also on here. You know she bring it to you. She bring it, let you see it. So anyway, we're going to have a grand time, baby, because we're going to have us a glorious Christmas celebration right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes this day. Hallelujah is the word. The highest praise to all that he is. I thank you. How you doing today, Sister Evangelist Peppercorn? I just want how long it'll take you to come on here and go on camera and, you know, present me, because I want to say something about Jesus too. Okay, well, that's why I'm bringing it to you right now. We want you to tell people just how you feel on today, because, you know, we ain't got but, what, a couple more weeks before Christmas, and I hope I got my presents since you're talking all of that. I don't know why everybody in my business. Just I'd let you know if I got you a present or not. I might have got you a present, but, you know everything is on the low low. It's on the low low right now. My purse is on the low low, if you understand what I'm saying. But anyway, you said you had somebody on the air. Doing, sister?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. Hi, Sister Peppercorn.
Yeah, hello. I do one. Hello, D. You said you're doing great. You're doing great. I'm doing great, too, baby. I tell you, I'm having a good time on here today, because you know what? Mel's D ain't on here today. He playing hooky. No, he's not playing hooky. He got something here to do today. So we're gonna bring them the best we can bring them here today. That's what he told you. See, he ain't what he told me. Or what he told you. Yeah, I'm a business. I know he did it to her. But anyway, we're gonna have a good time though. Go ahead, go do what you do. Well, we're gonna say our prayer right now. We're gonna open up with prayer. So we can get a quote right here on Glorious Gospel. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful, Lord God, that you have blessed us to see another week right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We thank you for all of our listeners that listen in, Lord God. We thank you for all the letters that we get, Lord God. We thank you for the hosts that be on the broadcast. Father, we praise you for all that you are. And we thank you for keeping us and making us helping us have so much faith in you, Lord God. We trust you with all our heart, mind, souls, and body. And we ask you to continue to touch us and uproot anything, Lord God, that's not like you in us, that we'll be able to please the people that are listening on this radio broadcast. We thank you. We praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. Well, look here. Debbie, did you get my, you got my gift, because, I'm trying to make, I got my list. I'm like Santa Claus, make my list. You either naughty or good. Now, you're naughty if you didn't bring me no gift. Now,
well,
you're good if you bought me
gift. I'm not going to lie, I didn't bring a gift. No.
That sounds like a bribe. Who's going to sound like a bribe?
You
naughty.
Not a bribe.
Huh?
I'm just saying.
Peppercorn just said, she only gonna give you a gift if you've been if you've been bad, if you've been good, but if you ain't give her no gift, then you on the whole naughty list.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I said. You got it all twisted up.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, anyway, praise be to God. We're going to give us a true meaning of Christmas and what Christmas is all about. It's not if you're on the naughty list or the good list and all that stuff that you got. God see us naughty and good all day long, and he still forgives us everything that we do. So I don't know what your list is about. What it's about is you got me a gift. That's what it's about. Did you do that?
Oh, goodness.
There's no Christmas without you, Kirk Franklin, in the house. I'm not even going to answer that. Praise be to God.
Merry Christmas, Terry. Merry Christmas, Mother. Merry Christmas, Taz. Merry Christmas, Yolanda. Merry Christmas, Brooke.
Merry Christmas, Kirk.
It's time.
It's time again for the holidays. The pain and sorrow miles away. But in my spirit, I gotta say, there's no Christmas without you.
grateful and pleased to know that, you know, we are good listeners listening in and blessing us to be a blessing. I tell you, there's so many people out there that want to bless the world. And I just want to thank Pastor Don Jr., CEO. He has been a blessing just by coming on our broadcast today. And he's just very interested in listening in today. And we just thank him and we welcome you to Glorious Gospel Vibes. Okay, Sister Evangelist, you got your next song ready? Wait a minute now, I like y'all rushing, because, see, you know, we on the air, and I'm trying to get my mind right, you know. Ooh. See, that's why Miss Dina needs to be here, because the God is good all the time. Yeah, he is good all the time, but I don't know what that got to do with you getting that next song that you're supposed to get together, you know. We're going to take a sleigh ride with South Florida Songwriters Association out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Is that all right with you? Oh, yes, Palm Beach.
All right.
Oh.
on display. Hey, let's ride till the day is done. Just you and me, there's room for everyone. Dashing in a wintry wonderland of snow. Let me know when you're ready to go. Sit back and let's listen to the angels sing. Relax and enjoy all the joy it brings. Cause when we're together, it won't matter what the weather's like. We're on our way and everything is alright.
Yes, it's the season, girl, but you're the reason why I'm even breathing. So, yo, I like to propose a toast to you for keeping it close to me, the one I L-O-V-E-G. So grab your coat and hat and all of that, cause we got a cat. Put on your mitts and don't just sit for girl, we gotta play the cat. We're gliding on the floor, the temperature's below zero. The moon is out, the night, the stars are shining bright. I'm feeling alright, my girl is by my side, it ain't nothing but a sleigh ride.
Association. I tell y'all, that was a good song back in the day. I just want to throw that, you know, like Minister D did last week. Sound like somebody in there that I knew. That
me
voice
too.
Is so familiar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're
so funny. She gonna try to do like Minister D. She'll just go bugging all out in the open. That's all right. But that's all right. Y'all sounding good. Y'all sounding good. Little messy, but little good. Oh, well, listen to her coming. Little messy. That's all right. That's all right. Sister Vance, that's why they put you out the choir, took the E off your name.
Oh, Lord.
And anyway, it's not Vance to you. See, they took my E, yeah. But I got my E back. It's not Sister Vance no more. It's Sister E Vance. And don't you forget it. Because they came out you about a long time ago, honey. Mm-hmm. That ain't what I heard. I heard they still had you eat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sweet baby Jesus, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about Christmas today. And you know what? I want to know, do you people know what the real true meaning of Christmas is? Because, you know, everybody doing all this shopping, they get all stressed out, they going crazy, they doing road rage, they doing all kind of stuff. And they say they get ready to celebrate Christmas. Well, I want to run down to you all what the true meaning of Christmas is.
Okay.
The true meaning of Christmas is the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
yes.
Who lived over 2,000 years ago and who died on the cross for our sin. More specifically, when you use the word meaning, you know, we say the true meaning of Christmas. We're talking about the purpose of his birth, that Christmas is supposed to be a celebration, but it's always to be celebrated. His purpose was to enter into this world and become one of us, as that's what he did, that he might deliver us from our sins. Jesus is not just in the name. He is God in the flesh.
Okay.
Yes, he is. Now, read your word. That's all you got to do. He is the second person of the Trinity, who by being born of the Virgin Mary was made under the law, Galatians 4 and 4, if you don't believe me, and subject to the same temptations and limitations that we are. Christmas is the celebration of a historical event of where God entered into our world so that he might display the perfection and holiness of God, and that through his work of living perfectly and always dying on the cross for our sins, and also dying on the cross for our sins. Let me tell y'all something. He was perfect. He followed God, what God told him to do. We couldn't do it. And that's why he came, so that we would be able to partake of the beautiful gift of grace that he has provided for us by dying on the cross. He was righteous, and by us believing in him, he has made us righteous. And it says in the word of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And that's John 3:16-17. So, Christmas is supposed to be the time of the year we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Come a commercial holiday rather than a religious one.
Yes.
It's mostly known as a time for businesses to make some money and for people to get their gifts, for children to be excited, for us to part our heart and drop it. Yeah, you've been dropping hot. Drop it while it's hot. I know where you've been. That's not why I'm saying it. The reason for the season is supposed to be Jesus. Not gifts, not parties, not watching the big game, but of course, having celebrations and attending parties and watching the big game is not wrong. It's not wrong. It's just the meaning. The meaning. See, I'm talking about the meaning of Christmas. It's supposed to be the recognition and the appreciation of the birth of the one who loves us and died in our place. So we are pleased. Understand what Christmas is about. And no, it's not about the light and the trees and everything, but it's so pretty. That's why we put it up. It's just a remembrance of Jesus being born and saving us from all of our sins. Don't get it twisted. It, you know, people talking about we crazy for believing in Christmas and Santa Claus and the lights. And well, we don't know about Santa Claus, but the lights and the tree. But it's so beautiful. And it's something that God has made. We didn't make it ourselves. So that when you bring it all together, it's just pretty. And then we're pretty and beautiful. Nice to see, beautiful to see. So we just want to throw it out there, what the meaning of Christmas is. And we're going to come back a little bit later. We're going to give you a little Christmas poem. I'm going to keep it rolling. I'm going to keep it rolling for you. Mm-hmm. Sweet baby Jesus, take six in the house right here on Glorious Gospel God.
Oh, how sweet
ooh.
Shall we call on the phone house love?
For us, to us a child is born. BBMCC1 is in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Woo, I tell you, I'm getting into the Christmas spirit. I don't know about you, but I'm getting into the Christmas spirit if I'm already there, because I've told y'all I done did it to the max this year. This year, I'm telling you, I have 29 grandchildren. 29.
Oh,
babe. Lord, what's going on? What's going on? What y'all have me? I want to know. I'm coming Christmas.
Ooh, hallelujah.
We have a food. We're going to have food. We're going to have a nice Christmas, hopefully. But I just want to know, because I said I'm going to put my, I'll bring a fruit cake. Oh, I don't like fruit cake. But I will tell you, don't bring no fruit cake. We don't like fruit cake.
She ain't talking about
cake.
That's
all I got.
No. That's the fruit cake.
There.
I said she's not talking about bringing herself. Okay.
Wait a minute. Excuse you. You must not know who you. Oh, praise be to God. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that step in right now. See, the Holy Ghost step in, I told you. Girl, what's your number? I'm calling you. I'm calling you after the broadcast.
My phone is on.
Okay. Wait a minute. I told y'all. Oh, Lord, some people just don't learn. I told y'all I would like to bring y'all a nice, the true meaning of Christmas poem. But Sister Vengeance, I don't know. She kind of, you know. Don't be able to do the business. I'm going to play one of my songs that I've got on my new CD, my new project coming out, Divine. While that's playing, Sister Vengeance, you try to get and listen to the words of this song, because you need to be hooked up, tied up, and tangled in the Lord. Oh, I done heard the song. Well, but I gave you a compliment, but now you're pushing it. You're pushing it.
Oh,
Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
in the house. Oh, yes, the vine. You got to be hooked up, tied up, and tangled up in the vine today. Because if you don't have you some Jesus, you don't have anything that's worth anything. And I tell you right now, to be hooked up and tied in him, all you got to do is open your mouth and say that I believe that you are the Son of God. And God say that you will be saved. Now, let me tell y'all something. This is a time of the year that is so much going on. I'm telling you, if you're not saved and you want to be saved, I want you to give me a call. I want you to call me and we're going to talk. And I'm telling you, we're always here for you. We will bring you through any situation through prayer and Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, we can do it. We can do it. The true meaning of Christmas today, in today's day and time, listen now, check this out. In today's day and in today's time, there is a true meaning of Christmas. And it's a special night. When we go shopping, we say, how much will it cost? Then the true meaning of Christmas somehow becomes lost. Amidst the tinsels, glitter, and ribbons of gold, we forget about the child born on the night so cold. The children look for Santa in his big red sleigh, never thinking of the child whose bed was made of hay. In reality, when we look into the night sky, we don't see a sleigh, but a star burning bright and high, a faithful reminder of the night so long ago, and of the child we call Jesus, whose love the world will know. Oh, Lord, that is a beautiful, beautiful poem. Thank you, thank you. I'm telling you, that poem, it was by Brian Walters, and I just wanted to say something about that poem on the air here today. It's a beautiful poem. Kind of gives you a little another outlook on what the meaning of Christmas is today. God bless you. We're gonna let our host, one of our hosts, Deborah Drinker, which is of Deborah's View, and I know you all listen in to Deborah on Sundays. I'm telling you, she brings you politics. She brings you up to date. She tells you what's going on in the world, and what she says, you can take it to the bank. So I want you all to go ahead and let it be known that Deborah Drinker is in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Good evening. And hey, I'm going to bring it to you. We got problems in the White House. Of course, we've been having problems, but it's getting close to getting solved now. Our president has put his foot in his mouth with his own people, the Republicans. Okay? He thought that he had this thing sewed up, and he thought that he was going to win the House along with the Republicans. Okay, but he didn't. Nancy Pelosi, that's a tough cookie. She stood up to him, and she almost like tricked him into putting his foot in his mouth. Okay? And now he's screaming like a little child who's lost his rattler. He doesn't know whether to boo-boo or get off the pot right now. He has gone on a fence against the investigations after this week because you know that his longtime faithful lawyer, Paul Ryan, who he claimed would never, ever testify against him, gave it up so quick it was crazy. And he didn't get but 3 years. Now, along with him, there's been a plethora of people jumping out of the White House, literally. They have so many departures till it's dizzying to you. It's just, it's unbelievable, you know. And with all this in mind, I found out a little tidbit that our dear president, which I always thought this, he was always so ready to blame Hillary for everything. He was always so sure that he had that sewed up. And they found out that Trump's inauguration paid Trump's company with his daughter during the negotiations. That's already a crime. And they said the inaugural committee planned a landmark celebration And then they raised questions about whether Trump's Washington hotel was overcharging for the event space. This is why this man has been bringing all of these dignitaries back to Mar-a-Lago. Okay, everything he does, he charges back the government for it. Now, we already know that's a crime. He thinks he's going to change the law every time somebody steps on his toe. I don't think it's going to happen now because his own people, his own GOP, are really disgusted. And I don't know if you heard that a judge in Texas decided to make the Obamacare plan unlawful, ruled it out. But they just can't settle that right away. So now he's going to have to face this with his 2020 attempt, most likely to try to run for president again. If I was him, I wouldn't. But we already know he doesn't believe that he is going to lose. He doesn't believe that he's going to be challenged. He really believes that he is the one. So with that being said, a judge throwed a political bomb in his lap by voiding Obamacare. Okay? And now the Republicans are sitting there looking like, what are we going to do now? Now, they say that the Republicans say they are going to stick with him until the ship goes down. I don't believe that. I don't believe that because too many have left already. Too many have jumped, you know. And it's just not feasible for someone to demand, if he doesn't give his $5 billion budget to build a wall, he said he's going to shut the government down. Now, does that sound like a leader or does that sound like a dictator? I just want to ask America, what are we going to do? How are we going to continue to let someone like this just mess up the whole vibe, the whole core of what America and democracy stands for? We just can't do this. And I know we've had some problems with the votes. They're still finding out that ballots wasn't counted, you know. They're still finding mail-in ballots, but we also know that was purposeful. That wasn't a mistake. But as we've been talking about tonight, God is in charge. He sits high and he looks low.
Yes, he is.
Whatever he deems it's going to be, it's going to be. And there's nothing man can do about it. All I can say is we're going to have to be ready for whatever evolves. And on another note, we were talking about the meaning of Christmas. Well, astronomers and NASA just found out tonight we are going to have a Christmas. Okay? It's a big icy green snowball, in essence, and it's going to be visible in the night sky. And they said,
really?
Yeah. It's like Halley's Comet was, but this is a large one. It's about 12 million kilometers from Earth, which is about 30 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon. And that's about as close as comets we'll ever get, but nowhere close enough to be dangerous. So anybody, any of you amateur astronomers, you got your little telescopes, look out for it, because this is something that's not happened in 20 years. And to me, it's like a symbol. Yeah, it's like a symbol. So, God made heaven. God made heaven and earth. We don't know what's going on until we pay attention. We just can't assume. So I'm going to go over one more thing. I just want to read to you how many people have left this so-called White House government under Trump. Okay?
That's a long list.
Listen. April 3rd, Michael Anton, he left, okay? And then he was to take over for his boss, former National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, and he announced he was leaving to join a conservative college, okay? March 28th, David Shulkin left. H.R. McMaster left March 22nd. Andrew McCabe, he was the deputy director of the FBI, set to retire in a matter of days when Attorney General Jeff Sessions decided to fire him. Then Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, he was bumped from his position from the State Department, and Tillerson had not spoken to the president and was not even aware of the reason for his dismissal. Then John McEntee, President Trump's personal assistant,
He was abruptly fired. That was March 12th. And over what was described, security reasons. Next, it was Gary Cohen, head of the National Economic Council. He had planned to resign from the administration amid a fierce internal debate over proposed tariffs on foreign-made steel and aluminum. And remember how Trump decided he was going to put a tariff on China and Japan for all of these different commodities that we've for centuries been trading with them about, which is causing a problem for us, because if we got to pay for aluminum, cars are going to be five times what they are now in price. Now, Hope Hicks, House Communications Director, she announced her resignation, that she would be leaving in the coming weeks or months, and she took on her role in August. My goodness, August, mm-hmm. Let me see, August, September, October, November.
3 months.
Okay, now let's continue. I got to tell you all this. Josh Raphael was the Communications Director for the White House. He left February the 27th, and he joined last year to work with the Office of American Innovation. Rob Porter's resignation as the White House Staff Secretary came after domestic abuse allegations against him. We remember that. Oh, and my girl, Omarosa Manigault Newman, she left in December 13th, and we already know she recorded Trump in his mess, okay, with his talking about why you want to go to that it country of Haiti. Okay? She recorded him, and he still can't get nothing done about that. She was smart. Dina Powell, Trump's deputy national security advisor. She was a driving force behind President's Middle East policy. She announced her plans to depart the administration this year. Okay? Tom Price, health secretary. He racked up around $400,000 in private flights while traveling on official business. When this controversial counterterrorism advisor stepped down, he said Trump's populist campaign agenda had been hijacked by establishment figures. We was hijacked by him and his $400,000 budget just to travel. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, it's not done now. August 18th, Steve Bannon. You know that big fat head man, looked like he never combed his hair. He was the chief strategist. He had a turbulent time. Pardon me? He left his post after pressure to remove him from his post following those violent clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia. We remember that, where they stirred up a lot of bigotry. I'll just put it like that. And for his part, Bannon said he resigned 2 weeks prior. Now, the controversial communications director stepped down after 11 days on that job. The same day John Kelly took over as chief of staff, who we know has decided he'll be leaving at the end of the year. Right now, our president is really at odds about who he can replace these people with, or he has replaced these people with. He's asked people, and they told him they didn't want it. So let's just stay tuned, because I believe.
Well, you think they're going to let me be up in there? Because, I know some stuff. You know what?
At this point, you just might be what he wants. I'm pretty sure he's calling. Let me stop. I'm not going to do it. You know, but you are. Kanye West would kill to be in that man's light. So who knows what's going to happen next. But at the end of the day, this man is not going to make it through, because he's fighting right now against even talking to Mueller. He is not exempt. And he brags about how he never, ever turned in his tax returns. Mm-hmm. But now we know why. Because he's been using his companies to host all these different dignitaries, and he's receiving the funds, and he raised the and he did it at an exorbitant price. I mean, really? This man has gotten away with murder, and if we don't stop him, then this is going to be the new custom of politicians, thinking that they could do whatever they want. The man is drunk with power. Oh, and on the last tidbit, we know how the Saturday Night Live always does those type of jokes about him. Well, he's decided now he's going to sue them, and he's going to make it unlawful for them to imitate him, you know. He just thinks he can make a law. He just goes to sleep and wake up and say, I'm going to make a law and I'm going to take this out of place. And yeah. But I just say to this mm-hmm. that he's really well, he's chewing his own foot out of that chain. That's all I can say. You know, he's lost now. He doesn't have anyone
wow.
but that raggedy man who was 20 years in office in Mayor Giuliani. Yeah. He said, don't worry about it, Trump. I got you. He don't have nothing because he can't go back to where he was after all those years of robbing New York. You see? So I'm just saying that these are my
You better watch out. You better be up on you. You talking about it.
Okay.
Boy, can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
Well, I like Trump. I like him. I don't know
okay.
about y'all. So, see, he's going to put that wall up over there. See, y'all
uh-huh.
understand about that wall. See, the wall going to help keep some of them people out. It's just too many. It's too many. It's just a few. No, it's a whole nation. And we all know who all mixed up in there. So, you know, that's
right.
I'm checking out. You all know. You got terrorists. You got drug dealers. You got gangs. You got all that stuff. And y'all not looking at that part of it. You know, all
okay.
the people come over here and get the bus in your head. Then y'all gonna be wanting to talk about, well, you shouldn't have let them over here. See, that's what I like.
I don't believe we need to spend $5 billion on that when he's talking about shutting down the government, when he's talking about erasing Medicare insurances, okay? Because when he does that, what is going to go in the place of it? It's too many people
well,
there.
He's only going to shut down the government if he didn't get his wall. It's a
that's
lot going
said.
On. I tell you, we're going to take that up next week. But y'all, I'm telling y'all keep your eyes on the news because the media.
Yes, you better.
Tell you what they want to.
They
don't tell you the whole story. They tell you some of the story.
Okay.
And this we do know. But we're going to be stepping up out of here right about now. Glorious Gospel Vibes in the house. I tell you, we want each and every one of y'all to have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new
yes.
year. We will be back in next week with everybody in place, and we're going to be having us a good time. We're going to continue our little Christmas vendetta here. So be included on the vibes right here. Have yourself a merry Christmas. Ruth in the house.
Have yourself.
God bless you.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, golden days of yore.